The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
I'm going to bring in someone. Let me bring in someone to try to help me understand this, because that was Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. CP the Franchise, Knicks Fan TV, joins me on the Goodyear Hotline. So, CP, you root for the Knicks. Can we establish that fact? You're a Knicks fan, right?
Die hard, never wavered, never ran, never will. Before right. Dolan, after Dolan, I will still be here.
Yeah. How can you root for a team owned by Jim Dolan, who treats Patrick Ewing? I know you were running around in diapers when Patrick Ewing was drafted and everything.
No, I was here. I was here.
Remember, you were reborn again?
Very well. 1984, Max. Googles.
So you were born when Patrick Ewing was drafted, basically. You didn't even know. Patrick Ewing playing on the Knicks. Patrick Ewing was averaging 25 points before you knew what a Patrick Ewing was. You didn't know Patrick Ewing in 1985?
93, 92, straight through.
But okay, anyway, so you grew up in a world where, see, here's the difference between you and me. I grew up in a world where the Knicks stunk. It was such a big deal the night that they came up with, frozen envelope, and Patrick Ewing is drafted to the, oh my God. You grew up in a world you didn't know any different. Knicks had Patrick Ewing, held it down strong, year in and year out, playoff powerhouse, right?
That's fact.
And yet you still root for the Knicks when Patrick Ewing's getting hassled at Madison Square Garden.
Yes, you know why? Because one has nothing to do with the other. A procedural error in which the franchise player, it was an abomination. I'll be the first one to tell you. He should have never been treated that way. It has nothing to do with the team. It has nothing to do with the improvements of the team, of why we are number four in the league in defense, of why Julius Randle is an all-star. It makes you forget about Kristaps Porzingis, who you said was the second coming to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Freezing cold take, but we'll get back to that. It has nothing to do.
You want to trade Julius Randle for Kristaps right now? With Kristaps stock low. With Kristaps stock low, you'd still rather have Kristaps than Julius Randle.
I'd still rather have Julius Randle. You crazy? But we'll get back to that. We'll get back. Let's break this thing down in three parts. Number one, this had nothing to do with the security of the people that are doing their jobs, right? This is how they eat.
That's right.
This is how they feed their families. I'm not asking anyone.
Have you dealt with that security? CP, have you dealt with security at the Garden? I have for decades. Those guys are great dudes. I see them at the fights. I see them at Matt. They're just doing what they're told. They have families to feed. They have to take orders, right? Yeah. Okay, fine. So established, it's not security's fault.
No, not security's fault.
Okay, yeah.
It's not security. When I walk in, they see me, they say, CP from Knicks Fan TV, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Happy to see you. Great show, right? This is a procedural.
And when they see you now, they say, damn, man, you let Kellerman do you like that on the radio? Damn.
You smoked in round one. You so bad that round two.
Damn, you better get back on that show and redeem yourself is what they're telling you.
They pulled the plug. They have to bring in reinforcements.
Go ahead, CP. I digress.
The suits, the marketing guys, the concierge, they need to get together and say, look, these are our VIPs, whether it's Ewing, whether it's Clyde, so-and-so and so-and-so. You treat them with this level of respect. Patrick Ewing should have his own security. He should have his own concierge. Fill up that locker room with the best Jamaican food and white rum for after a victory so he can celebrate. You treat him like a king. But that's not
Why didn't that happen? Hold on, CP. Yeah. So hold on. Let's back up. CP the Franchise, Knicks Fans TV, Knicks Fan TV on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. CP, so let's back up.
Yeah.
Why do you think, I don't, you talk about like a clerical error or whatever, it ain't. Why do you think Patrick Ewing is getting hassled at the Garden?
Listen, it is a strict policy. It is obviously a zero tolerance policy. From what I heard, Frank Isola just put out on Twitter that it happened to James Dolan himself, who was denied entry for not having proper ID. This is the owner of the building, the owner of the team. So his own procedures to keep the people safe are too strict. So you go
keep
out
the people
and
safe,
you fix the error.
Listen to you, CP. Dear Leader is trying to keep the people safe. Look at you. You're propagandizing for Jim Dolan. What happened with Charles Oakley? Why did Charles Oakley, do you think it's coincidence? Charles Oakley gets escorted from the Garden. Yep. And now Patrick Ewing is having to say at a press conference. By the way, this ain't just one person. If Patrick Ewing's saying this at a press conference, and even what he said, that means it's happening multiple times. And Spike Lee can't use the VIP entrance. Why do you think this keeps happening?
Listen, whatever their issues are, it has nothing to do with the team. These are rich people problems, Max.
So you're just rooting for laundry.
My fight. This is not my fight. I'm with Tibbs. I'm with World Wide West. I'm with RJ and Julius Randle, the number 16 in the East. They're fighting. It's competitive basketball. What do I care about ego? What do I care about ego?
I will tell you what. What you're arguing is I root for any iteration of the team on the court. And I understand that, except that at a certain point, when it is systemic on the team and it's coming from the top, regime after regime has failed because Dolan eventually gets in the way. And no matter how healthy a culture the people under him try to establish, and this team has done an awesome job doing it very quickly. Everyone you just shouted out gets an A-plus from me so far. They've been great. But you see what happens right when it looks like it's getting healthy, right when a superstar is going to demand a trade to the Knicks. Dolan gets in the way. He gets in the way.
What happens is, this is the low-hanging fruit that you guys in the media love to latch onto. This is your
game. You're in the media. What do you mean, you guys in the media?
No. I'm for the fans, by the fans. CP doesn't stand for can't produce. It's content champion. I am the champion of the people. I am a content powerhouse, Max Kellman.
Content
Why?
Champion. Because P is not C. CC would be content champion. CP can't be content champion.
I said I'm a champion of the people.
I see.
A content powerhouse. Put some respect on my name.
Content powerhouse. Okay, we could do content powerhouse.
Because when ESPN latches on to the low-hanging fruit, the diehard Knicks fan
Delicious.
Says, I've had enough.
The lower the hanging, the better the tasting.
X and O's. I want post-game show. I give them SportsCenter plus sports radio. This is why they come to Knicks Fan TV, Max Kellerman. I'll put my content up there with anybody because I give the Knicks fan what they want.
Yes, right. You sell them a fantasy. I once was where you were when you made a reference to what I said about Eddie Curry. In order to sell the Kool-Aid, you have to drink the Kool-Aid. I was where you were, and I know what's happening to you behind the scenes, not from anything anyone told me, but if you're doing this and you're dealing with the Garden, that means you are going through incident after incident where you're like, are these people kidding? Do they know what I'm trying to do to propagandize New York for this team? Do they know, even when they put up this pathetic product, how hard I'm pulling for them? I was right where you were. I once went, when we had the rights to the Knicks, we're the Knicks, we're broadcasting the Knicks, and I was doing it from 2 Penn Plaza, right where the Knicks are broadcasting. And I told the Knicks, I will take anyone you send me. I'll take the 11th guy on the bench, anyone. And they told me, just come down with a tape recorder and talk to somebody. I was trying to get someone some radio time. I mean, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. So I know the kind of stuff you must be taking from the team, shaking your head like, dude, what? And yet you stick by him because you think that's being loyal. But CP, what I'm here to tell you, and then I know I want to hear from you. What I'm here to tell you, CP, the franchise, is in fact that enabling behavior makes it such that Dolan never has to change his ways because he knows I got these people. No matter what I do, they're going to stick with the product through thick and thin. So it can be thin.
That's not true. Number one, again, I'm sticking with the team. I'm with Tape. I'm with the X's and O's. I'm with them. What the Garden wants to do with me, support me, not support me, that's on them. That doesn't change my fandom for the team and these guys, these 12 guys on the roster and how they're going to build a sustainable winner. That doesn't change. So I'm not going to sell out and go to Brooklyn or sell out and go to the Lakers because it appears that everything, from management on down is in tip-top shape.
So what talking Dolan to CP, the franchise, Knicks Fan TV here on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. So let me get this straight. You're going to root for whoever the Knicks put out there. This is what I mean about rooting for laundry. Yeah. Brian Kenny used to talk about this, rooting for laundry. So if right now the Knicks decided we're going to trade everybody on the roster, we're bringing 12 new dudes in, but because the uniform says Knicks, you're going to root for them regardless. So what I'm here to tell you, CP, is in fact who you're rooting for is Jim Dolan. That's the one constant. Everyone can come and go. Dolan is there. You're rooting for Jim Dolan.
The owner is the owner. That has nothing to do with me, Max. So what do you want me to do? You want
you
me to sell out?
It doesn't.
and go root for the Nets? For what?
Yep. Yep.
For what reason?
Yep, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because in the absence of competition, when someone has a monopoly, in the absence of competition, they can do whatever they want. They can charge customers. That's why the monopolies are bad. So the Knicks had a monopoly on New York basketball for decades. And so as a result, Dolan realized no matter what the success of the team, I have this town. The Brooklyn Nets came along and are providing competition. They're providing you an alternative that will force, if you accept that alternative as a possibility, it forces Dolan to get out of the way. It forces him to be better. If you don't, why will he ever change?
Because are the Knicks not a public team? Is MSG not a public team? Is James Dolan not a billionaire? Name me one billionaire who presides over a public team that doesn't have the best interest in terms of raising a shareholder value. Raising the value for the shareholders. He's in it to win it. The Knicks winning increases the value of the team even more.
No, that's the problem. Because of CP, the franchise, because of people like you and me once upon a time, he doesn't have to win to increase the value. They're the most valuable franchise, and they're a laughingstock most years because of what I'm talking about.
They can be even more valuable if they put a winner out there. Who doesn't want more money? Who doesn't want more?
But he'd rather serve his own ego. He'd rather serve his own ego. If he's already the richest, he can serve his own ego.
And you're tying the security rules a tight, no exception policy.
Listen to you. Look, dear leader's actually protecting us. It's good that it's a good thing that dear leader escorted
me. That is not my fight. This is rich people problems.
I'm CP, you're down. You're down no rounds to three. But the fourth round is coming up next week. You have a chance to come back. In fact, you lost a 2-point round this time, but you keep fighting. You take a good shot.
You completely dodged the Porzingis thing where you called him the second coming of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
We're going to discuss that next week.
We're going about it, Dallas. Let's get
We're going to discuss that next week. CP the franchise, ladies and gentlemen. Knicks Fan TV, thank you for coming on. We will discuss it next week. Join me on the Goodyear Hotline.